Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got with me Dalton Manch.
Yep.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And now, I love having Lindsay Wolfgang on the show, but on this one in particular, it is the Pokemon special we're doing, gearing up for the 20th anniversary coming up next month. And I knew that Lindsay would literally murder me if I didn't have her on this show.
Yes, yes, I would.
But you should have seen the look in her eyes when she said that, folks. Right. It's terrifying.
Before we jump into the Pokemon, there's one, and it fits for Nerd Up because it's a huge, to me it's huge news that I'm the most excited about.
Mm.
Platinum Games, who are the developers behind Bayonetta, Bayonetta 2, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance,
yeah.
The Transformers game that didn't suck. they have been working on, it hasn't officially been announced yet, but the achievement list has come out, and stills from the game have come out. They are working on a cel-shaded, based on the comic book Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
It's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants in Manhattan. And I'm so excited. I want them to announce it, and I want it to come out now.
Yeah.
And I want it. So I needed...
Platinum Games, if they're known for one thing, like one thing that you guys might recognize across, a common theme across every single one of the games that Asa mentioned there, combat systems.
Yep.
Like, they are just... They have that locked down. They understand combat systems.
And especially it's cel-shaded and it's based on the comic book. I'm ready to go. So I saw that a couple days ago and I was like, oh, we can talk about that on Nerd Up. It was like, oh yeah, we're doing the Pokemon show. But I had to hijack it.
You can still mention it. It's all good.
So it deserves mentioning.
We'll forgive you for turtles.
It has been mentioned. All right. So yes, Teenage Mutant Turtles. So Pokemon's a thing. it's been out for 20 years next month.
I feel old.
Like that. I don't like that.
February 27th, 20 years. So, with all that time, the first thing I want to do, I kind of want to go around the table and get everybody's first experience with Pokemon. So, we're going to start with the youngest at the table, Dalton Manch.
Pokemon Yellow. I was in the second grade, so I'd have been 6 or 7. I was late to the Pokemon thing. Because I was 3 when it first released.
Right.
Yeah, so Pokemon Yellow, because I was a big fan of Pikachu because of the anime. And I realized how balls difficult that game was because you start against Brock, and your best Pokemon is Pikachu.
Uh-huh.
Biggest. They couldn't give me Misty first.
They could also
switch that around.
You also can catch a Pidgey.
And a Caterpie.
That works real
well. Or a Nidoran, or a Mankey.
Well, the Nidoran and the Mankey are how you got to do it. But yeah, the Pidgey and Pikachu, not good against Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not a good type matchup.
And then Caterpie.
Yeah. So yeah. The first new Pokemon game I remember playing was Silver, so that's probably my biggest Pokemon experience right there.
And in my opinion, the best of the series. Yeah. Like, the Gold and Silver run is my personal favorite. But, Asa?
Pokemon Red. That was the one that I got, because I had the Game Boy, and then I remember, like, anytime my parents or, like, my great-grandma would go to the grocery store or Walmart or something, I would either go to the toy aisle, or if it was, like, Schnucks, I would go to the magazines, and I would look at, like, Nintendo Power and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I just remember seeing, like, all this hype for this game coming out with all these little weird things, because, like, the anime hadn't launched yet. It was all just, like, it was only the game. And, like, and I came to it a little bit later. Like, I didn't get it. I distinctly remember being told I couldn't sit on one side of the table at lunch at school because I didn't have Pokemon yet, and they were all going to play it.
So mean.
And then I ended up, it was great. It was like, again, it was like second grade, I think.
Oh God, you're making me feel even older now. Seriously.
It might have been like third, maybe. I don't remember.
I was in like 10th grade.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Let's she was sitting by herself at the thing. Like, what's Pokemon?
But yeah, I just remember like getting it and I still to this day, like I play it the exact same way that I did when I was a kid. I just play with it until I get to like where I have to grind to get to the Elite Four. And then I'm like, all right.
And we're done here.
And all right. Yep. I can imagine the rest.
It's the same in every game.
But yeah, just because Game Boy, that was, you know, that was the best looking.
Oh, yeah. The brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have
having
my brick.
One of those things on the bus. I've got mine, too. It's a black one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I still have mine.
Oh, mine was the old school gray chunky thing. Yeah, it wasn't even a color
purple,
or a pocket.
You didn't have the brick.
Oh,
congratulations! You had a Game Boy Color.
Color. Yep. All right, so the gray brick. No, I didn't have that.
No,
one.
Yeah.
I am younger than you. My bad.
I also agree that I think Crystal is probably my favorite.
Yeah, in that generation.
I think that was probably my favorite Pokemon game. Because then I was a little bit older. I was able to really kind of get more into the mechanics of it. And other than, why isn't this team of just awesome-looking things not dominating everything? What do you mean type match? That's not a...
What weaknesses?
No! What?
All right. Lindsay, what about you?
Well, mine technically started with the anime because the game wasn't out yet. And my little brother was watching it, and so I watched. And then we fell upon the card game at the bookstore and got it. And then I learned through the grapevine that we were getting our cousin's old Game Boys. And so I bought Wesley Red for Christmas, and he proceeded to not get to play it until February when he bought me Blue.
So did the anime came out first?
Yes.
Here?
The anime, well, I don't, did the anime
yes,
start
before? Because I remember watching it the summer before school came out.
Huh.
I don't know if I remember.
Yeah, because I thought...
It didn't run in order. It was on really freaking early on Fox in the morning. And
I remember
my little brother
it.
Was one of those kids that was up at the crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I could not sleep in.
Okay.
So subsequently, I found all kinds of cool anime because my little brother's noisy and doesn't sleep.
Okay. So, but it kind of like, it didn't really, the fad didn't really start. With,
no.
It started with the games and then
it,
they kind of
it didn't
gave
really
them...
pick up until the video game came out that Christmas.
Okay. So that makes a little bit more sense.
So yeah, because that was actually, I was going to mention, my first experience was with the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched the anime before I played any of the games, and the way I played the games, I did have one of the big fat bricks, but mm-hmm. I didn't have Pokemon. The way I played the game, we had a family friend, their daughter, she's almost exactly my age, like literally 8 days apart, and her grandparents just spoiled her rotten. So, like, each new iteration of Game Boy, she got it. Each, like, game that she wanted, she got it. So, by the time I played Pokemon, I think I was probably in, I don't know, third grade or something like that when I first played it. And it was we would go up to their house, and she actually lived here in Cape. We lived down in New Madrid. And we would just steal her Game Boys and the Pokemon games and play them. And the cost for doing this was Jake and I would bring up our Nintendo 64, and we would play Smash Brothers with her, like 99 stock Smash Brothers.
Oh, geez.
And then she would just let us have the rest of the afternoon with her Game Boys and her Pokemon games.
There was left. There
wow.
was afternoon left doing 99 yes. stock Smash?
I took about an hour or so. I don't really remember. I was very young.
Dang.
He got good.
That's good. No wonder you're so good at it now.
I gotta beat her so I can play Pokemon.
Yeah, no, the only reason I remember the animes first, because the first episode I ever watched was at Cerulean City Gym. And I just remember Misty and her sisters.
Mm. Yeah,
so.
I just remember because, you know, I was one of those kids. Like, I woke up, I was probably a lot like your little brother. I woke up to watch the Saturday morning cartoons and the everything else. And I think even Pokemon came on during the week, and I would just watch
yeah.
it before mm-hmm.
yep.
we had to go to
school.
Yep,
because we used to watch it before we got on the bus.
Yep, that's exactly what I was
it
doing.
It took over Bobby's World.
I remember Bobby's World.
Wow. I have no clue what that is.
Howie Mandel.
Of course you don't. Don't worry. Well,
I know who Howie Mandel is.
It was yeah. his cartoon.
Yeah.
He had, okay, cool.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Deal
he did.
Or no deal.
Yep.
No, much better than that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my first experience with it. And, like, where I grew up, nobody liked what me and my little brother liked. Like, we were extreme oddities in that we watched, like, Digimon and Pokemon. And, you know, we watched other animes. We liked video games. We were one of, like, that I knew of. I didn't know anybody else in our town that had a Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
I knew two or three people that had a PlayStation 1, and they only played wrestling games on it.
Surprise, surprise.
Sports games. Like, I didn't know anybody with a Super Nintendo other than us. Growing up there, like, we couldn't do any of that stuff with anybody. So, like, Asa talks about how he had a whole table full of people that were playing Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saw that I had a Game Boy, and was like, what is that? It's a Game Boy.
Now, see, I was
whereas I had the opposite of, oh, you having fun with that Game Boy there in the hallway, sitting waiting to go to class in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was kind of the middle of that because I had a PlayStation. Like, my mom never bought me Nintendo stuff except for the Game Boy. Like, I got the Game Boy Color whenever I was in the second grade, and I think that was the first Nintendo thing I ever owned.
Wow.
And I think it still took me, like, a year to get into Pokemon after that.
Ugh.
Yeah, because, I mean, I wasn't around it, so I thought it was weird. Like, because my friends had the cards, because, I was raised in all three of them. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is kind of lame. And then I think somebody let me borrow Silver, or I played Silver on somebody's Game Boy.
I was like, I need to play these.
Right. Because they're so much
fun. And then I was like, I need to buy the cards. Uh-huh. And I had all of it.
I do remember the trading card game was huge.
Yeah.
Like, it was big.
I just had to play it with my little brother and all of his little friends, which meant 9 times out of 10 I won, but it got old.
I remember up until, like, even through the sixth, like, because I started doing martial arts in the sixth grade. But when I started doing martial arts, I had to stop doing the Pokemon League because it met on Saturday mornings.
Did you go to Hastings on Saturday mornings for the Pokemon League?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Okay.
Because that was the only one that I knew was doing it for sure. But they did, like, the Pokemon League, and you could bring your deck and battle random people. And I only did it... I did it a handful of times. I actually did it quite a bit. But I remember when I signed up for that, I was like, oh, well, I have to stop doing this now.
There's a distinct possibility that you and I had seen each other on more than one occasion at Toys R Us.
Probably. More than likely.
It's real fun. Okay, so yeah, the trading card game was another big part of Pokemon for me, because me and my little brother, like, we had no idea what we were doing at first. Like, we wanted everything Pokemon. We were obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had to have everything Pokemon. So when we saw there were cards, we had my mom buy us this intro deck. And it came with...
Machamp.
Yep.
Did they buy it at Dollar Store?
No.
Oh, there was one at Dollar Store that I had that came with, like, the CD-ROM.
Oh, yeah, the crappy little... Well, the CD-ROM with the crappy little tutorial on it.
Yeah, you played the tutorial, and that was pretty much it that was on it.
It was just a how-to play the game.
Yeah.
We didn't read any of that. we didn't do any of that. We didn't read any instructions. We didn't do anything. In fact, we split the deck into fire and fighting. I got fired, Jake got fighting.
So you guys each got you took one deck and then made it into two decks.
Uh-huh.
And me and my little brother did the same thing.
So you guys were just playing gym leaders.
Effectively. Like, honestly, that would be really terrible.
That actually sounds like a game mode.
That would be awesome. Like,
gym leader.
So, yeah, we just wanted to play. We didn't really read up in anything. And then, you know, slowly but surely, we started buying booster packs all the time. Like, I remember going to, like, pretty much every week we would drive to Sykeston. Like, it was just a family thing we would do. I would have, you know, I would have saved up whatever money, allowance, etc. I had gotten throughout the week. And I would usually buy a pack of Pokemon cards. And the collection sort of built from there. And then... bringing back in now that friend that we were talking about, the family friend with Pokemon, the games, she had also gotten into the card game. We haven't talked to her for a couple of years at this point, and she actually taught us how to actually play, and, you know, she helped us make some, you know, really shitty little decks from the cards we had. And yeah, that's sort of like, that became a huge thing for me and Jake. Like, we got really, really good. Mm-hmm. And we started going to the Pokemon League stuff when we found out that was a thing. Toys R Us is where we went first, because that's where Pam, the family friend, went.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was what we did. And that was, you know, going backwards. It's very possible that I had seen you there before.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually stopped doing the league at Toys R Us, and they started doing it at Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
So we started going there instead. I found out much later in life that I had played several times with the powers that be, Kevin Schenkelberg. he was there. Garrett Gunning, a good buddy of mine, was there. Pat Kennedy.
I was like, Pat was probably there.
Was there. And, like, when I was talking to him, I was like, yeah, I remember a couple of brothers that were really good. And I'm like, hey, what's up? me and Jake got really into it. And, you know, we were making, like, you know, we were even going on the internet for deck tips, like, building our own decks.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I was in Perryville. Not a lot of people did it. Yeah. A few people had the game, but not a lot of people played the cards, so I just collected the cards. I remember Christmas Eve, or it was like running up to Christmas, my mom would let us like open stocking stuffers, and I remember it was just one pack, and she was like, yeah, you can open it on the way to school, because she was a lunch lady, so we always had to get the school balls early, and I opened it up, and like four cards into the 10-card pack, a Zapdos is there, a shiny
nice one.
And I don't remember ever opening up a card, but that one card that I wish that I didn't throw away. Because I just remember, like, I don't think I was ever so happy to, like, I couldn't get a blind bag today and get the same excitement that I got for that card. Like, it's one of those things that makes you tear up a little bit. It's like Han and Chewie getting on the Millennium Falcon. It's just like, oh, feels.
Anytime you opened up a foil on those, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it didn't matter what it was. Like, I got excited over a stupid victory bell because it was a foil.
Yeah.
I still remember back when I was little, like, basically Jake and I valued the cards based on the HP.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we got a card and a booster pack with over 100 HP, then, like, that, so much excitement. And I remember we would get so pissed at each other if we were both by booster packs. If one would get a really good card and the other would get shit.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, this is so unfair. This is so bad. I want another booster pack. Like, you know, typical.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, Wesley and I would do that. Although, at the same time, though, if we got multiple cards, we just swapped them. back and forth between each other too.
Oh, yeah, Jake and I were not cooperative enough to do anything like that. Like, we would make trades, but it had to be, you know, what the other one considered fair.
Right.
And, you know,
it usually didn't match.
They start trading cigarettes, and it was just a messy ordeal.
Wesley got more into playing, and I got more into, ooh, this is pretty, I want this one.
Brock's Vulpix, beautiful card.
I was always more on the collector side, too. I had this red binder that I had lined up, and I had them all in order. So, mm-hmm. like, in case I finally ever got a Charizard, which I don't think I
ever
did.
You had that empty spot for it.
Yeah, I had the empty spot for it.
I've actually,
what's not fun now is going back and trying to organize your cards in order.
I sold them. They got sold at a garage sale, along with, like, all of my old action figures. And
all of our old action figures and cards got sold at a garage sale.
Yeah.
I've actually still got my Pokemon cards at the very least. In fact, my binder is here in the store because I brought it in to let Lindsay borrow some for the posters hanging up that she made with the Pokemon cards. In fact, the foil Charizard in there was one of mine.
Ooh.
Because I had several.
La-dee-da. Look at you.
So one of the fun things that Jake and I started doing, like when we would get bored of the Pokemon League, because for those of you that didn't participate in this Pokemon League, it was actually really neat. Mm-hmm. Every time you won a match, you could go up to the coordinator, moderator, whatever you want to call them, and they would stamp your book, like your badge booklet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got enough stamps, they gave you an actual little badge pendant.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually had the cool badges?
Yes. I had all 16 because
awesome.
I played up through the, you know, the second generation.
Right.
And yeah, you got these really awesome little pins. Well, once me and Jake had all the little pins, every 2 months or every month, something like that, they would have tournaments and we would play in those and you could get promos that way. But, you know, we would just play for fun because we already had the badges outside of tournament days. And a lot of the ways we would play for fun, we would have people play for cards. Mm-hmm. It's like
the reason why it got banned from so many schools.
Run a little
fast and
black market.
Over here.
Yeah, black market Pokemon card hustlers.
Yeah, something like that. So, I mean, like, especially the first time me and Jake each got a Charizard, like, that was the best bait ever. Because we would just sit there and, like, all right, well, we'll play for best cards. And, you know, in my little binder, Charizard, because I also had them in order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would go Charmander, Charmeleon, and then you know, he'd be on the first page. Obviously not the top row, but anywho.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would see the Charizard in there. Like, all right, you bet Charizard I'll play. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I start shuffling up. It was so much fun. So many good memories from Pokemon.
I'm disgusted in this one. It's the worst.
No, yeah. I did not get many stamps in my book.
I didn't have a league, otherwise I totally would have. I
wasn't that good at it, and I didn't really care. I just liked going and like being able to see what other cards people had, because this wasn't like, I was still fairly young when this happened, so I wasn't going on the internet and like looking up like what cards were like, ooh, I haven't seen a Primate before, like just something like that. But yeah, I was not successful.
Like, oh no, a Voltorb? Oh, I lost? Damn it.
But I will say, I was so into, like, at the time, like, I finally started watching because they also started airing the anime after school. And that's when I started watching it, because it was in, like, episode one was Monday, two Tuesday.
Yeah, when they actually started playing it in order, like, rather than just playing random episodes.
That's when I really got into it. And then I was just so into everything Pokemon. I even wanted every, like, knockoff Pokemon thing I could find. So, like, I had the Digimon cards. Yes. Like, I loved, and I know Digimon is not, like, a knockoff of...
But at the time, you didn't know
but
that.
But at the time, yeah, you're just like, well, Pokemon's more popular, and I like it more, so clearly this other thing is a ripoff. But it doesn't matter, because it's still kind of cool, because it reminds me of Pokemon. Yep. But the best knockoff thing that I had were, I think it was called Scanners, with a Z.
Yep.
And it's this little handheld thing that you would scan just random barcodes, and then it would generate a monster.
Yeah, you just go around. Yep, I remember that.
I always saw those in commercials, and me and my little brother would flip shit. We're like, we have to have these. My mom was like, no, that's stupid.
Your mom was, it was much, keep that memory in your head, because it is so much better there. Because it is not, it wasn't good.
Because see, my mom was like a district manager for a convenience store chain, like down where we lived. So, you know, three convenience stores.
So you would be like, Mom, after close, we're scanning everything.
After close?
Like, while the store's open.
Yeah, no, like, that was my idea. That, like, me and Jake were like, oh, man, this could be so awesome. Because there were times, you know, like, in between us being able to have a babysitter or whatever, or if Mom got called into work, like, we would have to go to one of the convenience stores, and we would have to just sit there. Like, usually
hang
in the back
out.
Office or something like that and play Pokemon. Not entirely a bad thing, but we were just sitting there thinking, like, oh man, on times we're stuck in the store,
just
we could
just scan everything,
every barcode. get the rarest of the rare. And yeah, my mom was like, no, that's
nope,
really stupid.
Not happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then, you know, we couldn't say like any of our friends had them, so we couldn't try them out that way. And mm-hmm. like, because again, no one.
Yeah.
No one.
Oh,
had
I would
them,
freak
yeah.
out any time I found Pokemon stuff anywhere. Although I think my coolest find was our grocery store at one time got actual like Japanese packaged toys in.
Ooh,
so, like, cool. I have a Growlithe and Arcanine pack that I picked up from the grocery store that's the actual, like, Japanese packaging. And then the little figures that came with the Pogs that I picked up at EB Games and GameStop.
The bouncy balls that were a clear bouncy ball.
Yes.
That had the Pokemon.
Do you know how many of those mm-hmm. I destroyed and was so mad
they
because
broke,
it was,
so...
like, this? No, I literally, like, pried them apart because I wanted the Pokemon out of
it. We broke them so bad. I had a Jolteon. That was probably my favorite
I
one.
Still have a Jolteon mint in package.
Does that mean it's just in the ball?
No, it's in the bubble wrap packaging hanging on my wall in the apartment.
How much Solid. Money? I'm willing to go broke.
So $6.
Right.
I have a Dragonite still. I think I have a Vaporeon still. I ripped Flareon and Mew out of their balls. So, and was very disappointed to find the, like, 3 millimeter tall figure inside.
Oh yeah, yeah. The ball gives you that nice little like
magnifying
yeah. effect.
Yeah,
and when McDonald's was doing the gold Pokemon cards,
no, that was Burger King.
Burger King.
Yeah, I've 2.5 full sets of those.
I have a Charizard one somewhere at my parents'.
That's
house.
Another one that like and all because I had any time that my mom that I could even tell like when my mom would come and pick me up from my grandma's house. Like, and I was like, she doesn't want to cook tonight. Hey, let's
go to Burger King.
Can we go to Burger King? Cause they got.
I still have the Pokeballs that you were supposed to return for free fries because kids were choking themselves on them.
Because I was like, I wanted all of those toys. I wanted all of those toys.
One of my friends, she could never eat a full meal, so she always got the kids' meal. And mm-hmm. like one year for Christmas, she literally brought me a grocery bag full of the Pokemon, like, Happy Meal toys from Burger King, and the Talking Pikachu was in there.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I'm like, Michelle, you're awesome.
Well done. Yeah, that's just some great memories. I definitely wanted, Pokemon everything.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have it all. And then, Digimon was... that Pokemon actually got me into Digimon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, that's
well,
that's
anime in general got me into Digimon, because I was just hungry for everything on TV.
I remember seeing... I remember really liking the anime
yes.
when it came out. I was like, wow, this is actually really cool. I like that they actually talk.
Mm-hmm. They don't
then,
just say their name.
And then the next time that I went and was just like, I got dropped off into the toy aisle or something, and I was like, wait, there's Digimon cards? So I started buying those because I thought the designs of those were way cooler
they
than
were.
The Pokemon.
And
at this point, I'd already seen, like, all the Pokemon because I'd played the game. I had the strategy guide. I had
Next Generation
like,
wasn't out yet.
I had the Pokedex in the guide, so I know what everything looks like. I had no idea what these Digimon were.
So, I guess that would add an extra neat thing to it. Like, I've actually still got an Angemon Digimon card.
Nice.
Because he was my favorite, like, from back in the day.
I still have all mine. I'm not sure where they're at. But, like, I got into all the anime trading card games. I mean, I had Dragon Ball Z, Gundam Wing, Sailor Moon.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
I tried getting into Yu-Gi-Oh. I couldn't.
I was also into just about, like, because I learned how to play them all, too. Because I had one of my neighbor friends, Andy, was also very into anything, like, nerdy or anime like that. And so I was like, I think he even showed me Yu-Gi-Oh. He's like, oh, look, there's this card game, but it's like, it's more grown up than Pokemon. It's like, I mean.
My little brother got more into Yu-Gi-Oh than me, but we took our little taste at it.
And then that led to magic.
Didn't get that far.
Which led to bankruptcy.
It can do that, yeah.
Teenage bankruptcy.
For sure.
Now see, the way that you were describing these Pokemon leagues when you were a child makes me really wish that that's what magic tournaments were at my place of work. Because what it all is usually people my age that just have no social cues complaining about cards for 2 hours.
Oh, I've told you my terrible Magic the Gathering story.
All right, guys, we're getting way too far on Pokemon.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I wish it would be something like that instead of it just being, like, the people that played Pokemon when they were little, now playing an adult version of Pokemon, and being a lot less happy about it.
That's a lot of the reason that I don't like playing Magic at my local shop either. Like, coffees, comics, and games is a great place to go. You want to play Magic and stuff like that, but, at the same time, like, some of the community there really just meh. But anyway, let's bring it back to Pokemon. The Pokemon League stuff was the badges. They were so fucking cool. And it was also done by Wizards, who does magic.
You can just buy the badges on Etsy and Amazon now.
Oh, yeah, you can, but it wasn't the same as earning them.
I know.
So, and then hustling kids out of their cards that their parents spent a lot of money on.
I was in fifth grade. I cannot be held accountable.
You were old enough to know better.
No, I wasn't. I was winning these cards fair and square. They were gambling.
He was one of those kids that was getting Pokemon on the news in a bad light. Because little Johnny lost his card at school and mom doesn't understand why.
It was Pokemon League. It was Hastings.
It's the Wild West over there.
Yeah, that's right.
They were gambling because he knew he was going to win.
Uh-huh.
Hey, why not take a surefire bet?
Uh-huh. I mean, there were a couple of people that I knew not to play, like, four cards with. Like, I don't remember Pat, but I'm sure that I remember there being, like, three or four people there that I knew not to fuck with in terms of, like, I don't want to gamble with this guy.
Because he just started carrying cards?
No, because they were better than what you thought. Because
it's like, okay, he might actually beat me. Like, yeah. I might beat him. But I'm not, like, you're not sure enough that you're willing to put a card up.
Yeah, I'm not sure enough that I'm willing to put a Charizard up there. Because all my Charizards were base set. Like, they were super sexy Charizards. And I was like, I'm not going to put up a Charizard if I don't know that I'm going to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Moving back to the game, though. One of the other things I wanted to get out of the way. Not your favorite, but your first ever starter Pokemon. For you, I guess it would have had to have been Pikachu.
Pikachu. Well, I bought Blue and Yellow at the same time.
Okay.
I played Yellow first. Blue, I picked Venusaur. Or Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Yeah. I picked Bulbasaur.
What the fuck is Venusaur doing?
Yeah, so Pikachu was my first star one because I watched the anime before I played the games. So I was like, oh, Pikachu, that's awesome. Didn't realize it was going to be Rock. So yeah, I guess Pikachu was my first starter Pokemon.
And then Bulbasaur.
And then Bulbasaur, yeah.
Which
I'll fuck a motherfucker up with Bulbasaur.
For a little while.
Did Brock had a hard time.
Brock did have a hard time.
Brock had a Geodude and an Onix.
I ruined his day.
Mm-hmm. Asa?
Squirtle Squad.
Squirtle Squad. Oh, yeah, I love the Squirtle Squad.
That was a great episode.
Oh, so good. Lindsay?
Squirtle as well. Water is usually my go-to.
Charmander. Yeah, Charmander was just my favorite watching in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Before he even got to, you know, Charmeleon or Charizard, like I didn't base it on.
But he found him, and then
his sad little tail. Stupid Damien
trying to keep that tail alight, otherwise he's gonna die. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Charmander.
That show will make you feel some things.
Uh-huh.
It definitely will.
Oh, I bawled during Bye Bye Pikachu in the Butterfree episode.
Oh, yeah.
Bye Bye Butterfree.
Bye Bye Butterfree.
Nope, not going to think about it.
Yeah, that was a sad one. And then the follow-up question, of course, your favorite starter of all time.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, I should have
prepared. I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
It's clearly your favorite.
I know, it's just a weird name. It's the fire one from the Silver.
Cyndaquil.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite starter or favorite evolution? Because, like, if I pick, because I think Squirtle's probably my favorite starter, but he's not my favorite, like,
evolution.
What
evolution.
Turns into.
Yeah.
I mean, go with both. Why the fuck not?
I think Squirtle's probably my favorite starter. I just, because there's that nostalgia factor of the little squirrel turtle that shoots water.
Mm. He's adorable.
My favorite, like, starter Pokemon, like, that it turns into is probably either, for the longest time, it was Feraligatr. Just because you just got a giant, pissed-off-looking alligator.
And I love the Mega Evolution so much.
Yes!
But I gotta say, the more I'm playing on my copy of Y, the more I love my Greninja. So I've always kind of leaned towards the water starters.
Mm-hmm. It's like Torchic was my only exception.
Yeah.
Torchic was awesome.
Actually, I think that was the one that I started. I have at least one save where I started with the turtle, the grass one.
Turtwig.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it starts getting kind of fuzzy for me when you get to the later generations, which the names of the starters are.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yep.
I started playing Y, and I started with, getting to tie back to, I started with the fire one from that, which I, again, I'm the name.
Fennekin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the evolutions happened with that one, and I was like, this is one of the goofiest looking Pokemon I've ever
seen. Yeah, like, that's actually the reason I didn't go with Finnegan and why, because it pulls this, like, this wand out of her ass and then attacks and puts it back.
Yeah.
Weird.
Now, if they would have told, like, if I'd have known later in the game, whenever I bought it, that I would have, a chance to pick one of the original three, I would have then picked Charmander. But I already had a fire one, so I wasn't about to be a gym leader, so I got to pick Bulbasaur again. I was like, oh, yep, going back to the original.
The original roots. Yeah. Yep.
That works.
And my Venusaur fucked people up. Jesse.
You say that to the person who picked Charmander. Why is he here?
I think that was the point.
Your Venusaur just would have got shat all over it.
Probably.
Charizard would have laughed at you. It's like, this guy picked Venusaur.
It was him. Someone had to. There was someone out there.
Because, see, my Charizard has always been the underdog because of so many people picking Squirtle. You know, Blastoise is just like,
oh, yeah. Because Blastoise is awesome.
Right.
So one guy that picked Bulbasaur, you're just like, I'm going to ruin his day.
He's got the giant water cannons, and he spits water out of his mouth.
Yep. So, yeah.
Come on, animators.
Back up.
I know. That was always really weird. Like, why doesn't he use it? And in the cartoon, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in the game.
I wish... If they made, like, I guess that, you know, I guess we're probably going to end up talking about Pokken coming out next month.
Oh, yeah.
I have to assume that they're going to do those kind of, like, the anime-style animations and not Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be... Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Because my favorite starter is, of course, Charmander. Like, that's my favorite starter of all time. But, yeah, I kind of started... And because of Charmander, I was picking the Fire Starter. I always leaned towards that one.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Fire Starter started getting really fucking lame.
Firefighting?
Like the monkey? Chimchar.
I liked Infernape.
I did not
Infernape was cool, but Chimchar and Monferno were just like, eh.
Actually, once it evolved to Infernape, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks, sorry about that. There were some technical difficulties there. This time it was not my laptop because I'm on a much newer, much nicer laptop and Audacity just crashed on us. So we may have to start looking into new audio recording software. Who knows?
The audacity of it.
How long you been holding that one in, buddy?
Minutes!
So,
but it was worth it for that gold.
For that? That was golden. I guess. Okay, so we were talking about fire starters. Infernape was kind of cool, but Tepig. The fuck was Tepig?
Imbor. I liked Pig. He's cute.
Just Imbor was so dumb, though.
Yes. Yes, he was. But Tepig was cute, so I'll forgive it.
That's fair. And that was actually my last fire starter. Mm-hmm. Chimchar was my last fire starter, because after that, you know, Tepig I didn't pick.
You did Oshawott?
I did Oshawott instead, because Oshawott was cool as shit.
Oshawott was adorable.
To me, that was
so adorable.
Even if he looked like a demonic clown.
Oh, God. No. I don't. And you just ruined Oshawott for me. But no, because Black and White were my least favorite games.
Uh-huh.
And those were, in my opinion, those are the worst starters, too.
Oh, I don't know.
I would say those
like collectively, I think that's the worst group of starters.
I would agree with that. Because I think there are worse starters in other games.
Yeah.
But not as a whole.
But at least the,
I remember being a hard choice, because like I wasn't 100% sold on any of them.
Yeah. And I just ended up going with Oshawott, because I was like, Imbor is stupid as shit.
But then like, whereas every other Pokemon game that there had been was... Oh, no, this one is immediately awesome. I'm going to be that one.
There's always one. Whereas, ooh, this one speaks to me.
Black and White, I was like, I like water, so I guess I'm just going to go with Oshawott.
Yeah. That game ended up being a huge disappointment, because that was actually one. It was me, Lindsay, Shannon, and a bunch of other people that you guys don't know.
Krista
was with us. I forgot about Krista. She's just kind of disappeared, so I've forgotten about her in general.
That's okay.
Anyway... Don't give me that look. Anyway, we went down to Memphis for this like Pokemon tour thing they did. Because
Lindsay was obsessed.
Yeah, and I mean, all of us thought it sounded really cool. We were going to get ribs at the rendezvous afterward. It was going to be a great time, right?
You just gave me flavor flashbacks, man.
So, it was really neat. We got to sample the game, and the game played really well. It was the first one that had kind of some of the 3D effects. The city looked really cool, and yeah, we were really excited about it. And then the game came out, and we're like, oh, that was, well,
that's
okay.
I was still kind of disappointed in the graphics, to be honest.
Yeah, because it looked like they could have done so much more with it with the little demos we got.
But X and Y made up for it.
Oh, X and Y was so good.
So pretty.
But yeah, so Oshawott, and then I picked Chespin in X and Y. Yeah, I just...
You just kind of went all over the map.
Yep.
I got a chest pin from Lindsay.
Yes, you
because,
did.
Because of between Wonder Trades and just you importing all of yours.
I just started gathering starters
so
of all types.
She's like, oh, no, so. I have like six of every starter, so if you want any, let me know. And I was like, here's my Game Boy. Just
give me stuff.
I used Chespin quite a bit.
Chespin was surprisingly kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chespin. He was real cool. But yeah, Lindsay was actually pretty, like, since she's the one that buys both versions of every game that comes out. Like, when I got back into Pokemon, because I did stop there for a long time, like, she just had basically, she gave me six eggs for the team that I wanted.
Oh, your Eevees?
Yeah, she gave me, like, a couple Eevees, like, a Dragonair, and, like, all this, or Dratini, rather.
It was pretty much just, what do you want, and I'll have it for the next game.
Uh-huh. And so I had, like, for the game, I had eggs ready to go for the team that I wanted, which kind of took the fun out of a little bit, so I regret doing, but it was still awesome. So yeah, that was Lindsay, did we get to your favorite starter?
No, I'm just waiting patiently.
All right, so Lindsay, what's your favorite starter?
I'm gonna cheat, and before I do mine, Shannon wanted me to mention him on the show, so I'm gonna give his favorite starter, which is Treecko, the grass gecko.
I remember that one.
But mine, I'm gonna have to go with Piplup.
Piplup.
Yeah.
Forgot about Piplup.
I loved Diamond and Pearl. It is the game that I have the most time logged into. Yeah. I have almost 300 hours in that game.
Isn't that the one that had Torchic?
No. It was Piplup, Turtwig, and Chimchar.
Chimchar. That's right. That's right. Yeah. And then Torchic was Gen 3.
And Piplup I knew I was picking right from the beginning because it was a penguin and it was water.
Yeah, Piplup was... I just remember the Piplup from the cartoon. Like, I had stopped watching the cartoon, you know, a long time before that. Mm-hmm. But I just remember seeing that thing. I was like, that thing's goddamn adorable.
It is. And he was so grouchy.
And, yeah,
so cute. And incidentally, I probably have the most Piplup merchandise in my collection. So,
yeah, I mean, it was
so I got to go with Piplup.
Yep, and that was Chimchar was the last fire starter I picked. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Full circle, baby. Full circle. And we got everybody else's starter, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm having trouble remembering back from the technical difficulties. So, oh, God, now what do we talk about?
Pokken. Coming out
in March. Pokemon
I'm
fighting game. Hold on, Dalton
has
so
bad.
What's Pokken?
Wii U. It's a Tekken-style fighting game
with Pokemon.
God, I don't want to buy a Wii U, but damn.
I've already
been told I'm going to be taught how to play a fighting game because I will be getting it, but I suck at fighting games.
I wouldn't buy a Wii U just for it. I would, like, because I guarantee you people are going to bring it in here.
And yeah,
Shannon,
by the time
Lindsay,
you know I'm going to get
tired
it.
Of it.
Yeah. You know I'm going to get the game. So
I honestly am... I would if there's going to do a, because they're doing the same thing with Pokemon Snap,
mm-hmm.
whereas and Pokemon Stadium even,
yeah.
which I love both those games, lesser extent Pokemon Stadium, but if they're going to give me a Pokemon game on a home console,
just give us an actual Pokemon game.
Yep,
I'd still really like the idea of a Pokemon MMO.
Seriously?
Oh no, everyone does. It's just, but it's I understand.
There's so much that would have to go into it.
Well, yeah. I mean, there have been some really great fan projects that have been going around.
Yeah,
that keep
and they all
down.
Got cease and desisted.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, we're not going to do it, but you can't
either. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because Nintendo's bastards.
Yep. Because it just sounds like so cool to me. Like it would be really neat. You know, we'll go back to the whole idea of Ultima. And
yeah.
Ultima
you just randomly
games.
Come
do
across
you
somebody
you can
and be like, hey, battle me.
You can just wear shorts. Just hang out. Be the coolest.
I love you that can... in a Pokemon game. That's all he cares about. Wear shorts. Be the coolest.
Do you know Youngster Joey?
Uh-huh.
Lindsay got it. I think it went way over Dalton's head.
Probably. I saw.
See, there's a certain trainer that you run into who brags about his shorts a lot.
Uh-huh.
He's just a youngster.
A youngster who mm-hmm. talks about his cool shorts, and I'm pretty sure he just has Rattatas.
Oh, because he's a youngster. They all have Rattatas. I also want to be able to just, like, spam mail everyone in my server about how my Rattata is in the top percentage of Rattata over and over and over.
System.
Or what about Rusty and his Beedrill named Pikachu?
Oh! Yeah, I think I buried that one down way deep.
Pikachu!
God damn. So, yeah, like, it would just be... That would be cool as shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could, like, make a Team Rocket with your friends and join Team Rocket.
Right.
Or you
or
could...
any of them.
Start a gym.
Our Team Magma.
Yeah, start a gym. Like, or, you know, like decide you want to be a gym leader and you just like
or
you're
if you
one of
defeat
the
defeat one of them and actually get to take it over.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you could be the gym leader if you or you could be like one of the little like grunts inside the gym that people have to fight to get to the gym leader.
Right.
And you could constantly be like competing for other people inside that gym to be the gym leader.
And the thing about like because the thing that I think they could do is you could almost have like you could upload your team. Like, especially if you're filling a role like that, like, okay, I want to start a gym, but I can't be on
all
day every day.
So you could upload your
information. So you just upload your team, and then, especially if we go back to, like, going way back to, like, one of the conspiracy episodes that we did, where the reason that every gym leader has a specific type is because the league, it says that because it's more of a test for up-and-coming trainers. It's not, you know, I'm just the best in this area because I happen to use nothing but fire. But so you have like certain requirements you have to fill for your team, and then you upload the team, and just anyone can come and do, and it will simulate you in a battle.
Right.
Like, you could do
be,
that.
Yeah,
that
would be awesome. It would be so cool.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Will never happen.
I mean, the only stadium I really liked was Battle Revolutions, and that's just because you could actually play on your DS, and each person could have their DS, and it'd just be on the screen, so you didn't have to, like,
see
everything, what they're
doing.
It's just on your screen, and then it goes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice, yeah.
And while I think the idea of a Pokemon fighting game is cool,
it's like, why?
I would much rather have a battle system that was like it in the anime.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Because those were really kinetic battles, and, you know, it wasn't... Yeah, the trainers were shouting instructions, but there was a lot more...
It was
movement and contact, and
you actually had the dodging and whatnot. Just
It was an MMA fight. It wasn't a turn-based thing.
Like, if you do it like a... like Paper Mario, where you have to time dodges and stuff. I want that game.
Paper Pokemon?
Sounds really cool, but it feels like how many Pokemon are we at right now?
I actually don't know that.
There's not many. Because, like, they tried...
In the game,
anyway. They stayed with, like, bipedal ones for the most part.
Okay, so like just like
feels
the greatest
like
hits.
Fighting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and it just feels like that you're going to be really limited on styles.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's not going to be the full, like, what are we up to? 700 almost Pokemon?
There's 724.
Yeah. So it's not going to have, obviously, that kind of roster.
Biggest
it
roster
really is,
ever.
It really is just going
with
to be.
8 unique fighting styles.
Although, if you go online, there's probably that. Like, that's probably somewhere.
Certainly.
Because
I know
three
a lot of people
months.
Have made those kind of games, like, out of the Smash Brothers engine. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of people that have thrown in a lot of ridiculous stuff. Like, there are versions of Smash Brothers out there you can get and put on your Wii that have you fighting as, like, fucking Goku and Piccolo and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bunch of other, like, random fighters.
It's like those online games where it's just every anime character ever.
Yes.
And yeah. then
because
it's a terrible fighting system.
With
yeah.
all the other, like,
yeah,
graphics.
Yeah, there's one on PS4 like that. It's like J-Stars or some shit like that.
I'll just stick with my Famicom game and play my Sailor Moon Fighter. Thank you.
So there's probably Pokemon versions of that that'll get shut down in 3 weeks.
Yep.
But
because Nintendo just says, no, stop. Because
that's one of the really cool things about, like, going on Reddit is seeing, like, oh, hey, I made my own Pokemon game, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back, like, because there have been at least 3 times that I've saved it to maybe go back, like, once I got a computer or a laptop. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I can actually run this now.
Nope.
It's already been shut down.
Yep.
Cease and desisted.
Yep.
There is one project that's been going for a while. I forget what it's called now. That they found a loophole or something like that where Nintendo can't give them the cease and desist. But I don't remember what the name of the game is at this point.
They can't. They didn't set an email address with it, so they can't email it to them. That's the only loophole I could think of.
Because it's
can't
like,
find
it's,
us if...
Yeah, you can't email us if you don't know who we are.
There's no mailbox. Damn it, they got us this time.
It's like, it's Phoenix something, I think. Either way, yeah.
I've heard about it. Somebody at my work has talked about it. It sounds very familiar.
And it's just it's kind of a more mature storyline for Pokemon, but mm-hmm. still a lot of the same gameplay that you like. And I think it's based off of the Diamond Pearl Platinum engine. And which, I mean, that's, if you ask most people that have been playing for a while, that's most people's favorite engine of all time.
I really enjoyed Diamond and Pearl.
A lot of people did.
I spent so much time underground.
We have Billy here in the peanut gallery. I know that's his go-to. Yeah, I never got all that into it, but yeah.
I think I stopped playing right before that came out. Because it was Diamond and Pearl came right after Gold and Silver, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Ruby Sapphire.
Okay, so
it was
Game Boy
Advance, and then it was the first one for the DS.
Okay, so I stopped playing after Silver and Gold.
Which, the only reason I've had every single Nintendo handheld that has come out is because of Pokemon.
Fire Emblem for me.
I fell out for a long time, and then Shannon got me obsessed again.
I always end up seeing it coming out, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that actually looks really neat. I'll get a DS for it. I ended up, because I had Diamond and Pearl for DS, and then Black and White came out, so I did that. The only Pokemon game I missed in the main line of games is Black 2, White 2.
You didn't miss anything.
I know I did not, because yeah. I played Black
and
White.
Other than a few things being debunked conspiracy-wise, but you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I heard Black and White 2 was a massive improvement over Black and White.
It was, but I still didn't finish either game.
Yeah, like, you weren't setting the bar real high with Black and White.
No.
Yeah. Not good.
It's like, as soon as X and Y came out, and I'm like, boop, I'm here.
Because X and Y was...
The only
was
reason
prettier,
I bought a 3DS.
I could change my clothes, I could change my character.
Mm-hmm. Lots of customization stuff that was really cool.
I had horde
I still need
battles.
To play more of, like, I have Omega Ruby. I need to play more of it.
Yeah, I forgot where I was in the game.
Are those games any good?
Yes.
Like the Omega... Yeah, because we had one at my... Like, there was one used, and I was like,
It is good. It really is just, like, a redo of Ruby and Sapphire, but I forgot where I was.
Which a lot of people, if you ask them, like, what's their favorite Pokemon game of all time, if they don't tell you the fourth generation, they'll tell you the third generation. Yeah.
Which it was really good also. Emerald was the first one I played of those, but I got hooked real fast.
That's the one that I don't like as much because everyone gives IGN crap for saying it in their review, but I agree 100%. It's just too much water.
There is a lot of water.
Like, three-fourths of the map is swimming somewhere.
Or on a boat, yeah. That it is.
And
I did hear that they fixed a lot of the map issues from what I heard in the new ones.
Still a whole lot of water.
I haven't got that far.
Because she, like, the reviewer complained. She's like, you know, it was kind of frustrating getting somewhere and having my Pikachu and a grass-type Pokemon be 12 levels ahead of the rest of my team.
Yeah, that did
get
frustrating.
Because it's the only thing worth, like, I don't want to spend all my money on repels to get rid of these tentacles that are swarming me.
Constantly.
That, so...
If you're lucky, maybe
so you just want to... Yeah. So that's why... That was the reason I never, like... It's definitely not my favorite. It's not, but I didn't get Omega or Alpha.
Yeah,
you
had two major bodies of water to get across to get places, and then you had like two rivers to go across in it too.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of swimming,
whole lot of water.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So,
and then Pokken comes out next month in March.
Yep, and then Pokemon Go is supposed to come out sometime this year. That's one that I'm actually kind of excited about. For those of you that haven't heard about it somehow, they released this just brilliant trailer early last year, I think, or mid-last year, maybe?
Yeah, mid-last year.
Do what?
I want to say it was late, because I was hanging out whenever we announced
it. Actually, it was later in the
late,
year.
Cause that's, I don't know if it was like my first episode I was on. I think it was the episode I sat in on.
Mm-hmm.
Time is passing strangely.
So that would have been that would have been September.
Yeah, it came out when I was house-sitting for my grandparents, and it was... Because we did have the big show about, and we had the argument of, no, I'm super excited for it. Whereas I'm like, we'll see. I don't trust it.
I think it can be cool. I also think it is going to bomb terribly.
Yeah, I think it could be cool. Don't think it will be, though.
Yeah.
Yep. That's because so.
Or
I'm
it's
going to
be
hope.
One of those things, you'll get so many of these, and then you can get this much more for this much more money. And I'm not going to pay extra. Yeah.
Or, you know, especially living where we live here in downtown Cape Girardeau.
You get a Grimer.
Cape Girardeau. Yeah, it's like you get a Grimer
and
a Rattata.
That
was and my, that's yeah. about it. But if you go up to St. Louis, you can get maybe a handful of actual Pokemon. maybe.
No.
Because that's where the events
no,
will
that's,
be
that's,
if there
well,
are any.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like Kansas City, St. Louis, Chicago will be the three.
They'll
and
all
then,
be
but
Chicago.
The major
They'll
ones,
ignore St. Louis.
That's very likely. Whereas if you live in New York or Los Angeles,
then yeah,
everything.
You're, yeah.
So
get them all.
Yep.
Yeah. And, or if they have a special event, it'll be like, you know.
Because all those major events
Mew,
are New York or LA
go
or San
Good
Diego.
Hope.
No. So yeah,
it's the other thing
no.
is, it's like, oh look, it's you know.
No.
That was one of the jokes that we said because it was just like, hey, well, you have to like go to a, like there's a shiny Mew, but you go to just a gang sitting there. Go up,
or you got
to
go to like deep guys, South
are,
Spring.
It's like, are you guys looking
no.
for the Mewtwo?
It's like, yeah, we can't find it.
We don't know where it is.
No.
Yeah. See, and I think that's where I'm gonna like. I've stopped playing Pokemon for the most part. I try playing Y again, but there's just no getting excited for Pokemon Go for me. Because it's just like, I want something different in my video games now. Like, it's a cool concept. If it would have came out 10 years ago and I had an iPhone, oh, fucking right, I would be playing it. But I think it's just, like, different. It may be the whole, like,
cameras aren't a novelty anymore. I may be on the Pokemon Snap side of things.
Well, I mean, it's not even so much a camera. It's supposed to be augmented reality stuff. Like, you look through your phone. And
you're looking
see
through
all
your phone's camera to see, you know, everything.
All the shit that's
which is
going
to suck because
you.
The top half of my phone is still broken. So I have to touch anything on it. I'm not going to be able to play.
Sounds like you're only going to get a new phone before then.
Lindsay's cheap. I would rather spend money on the intern Pikachu that I just ordered rather than my phone.
Oh, my answer to that question is, what is his job? What does he keep? Because that was from the Tanner Thursday.
Oh, his briefcase.
He actually keeps his luchador gear in the briefcase.
he has a luchador costume.
So you can also buy that on the Pokemon store. He's actually a wrestler, so he keeps his gear in the briefcase, and then that's where he has to go backstage and do interviews and stuff.
I like it. Oh yeah, and that was Lindsay's question is one I definitely wanted to ask on this show. We still got about I don't know what the editing is going to do in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
the one that we never actually answered when I asked it.
We eventually answered it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Then why don't I remember?
Shannon was fighting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
I was electric. Yeah. You were water. Jesse, I'm running a blank right now. For some reason, I want to say rock. Steel.
Okay.
The second I said rock, it came to me.
I'm sorry. I have really bad memory.
Aces is...
I'd either be ice or poison.
Ice or poison.
Those are two underrated... types that I feel like don't get enough love. Because my favorite Pokemon of all time is Cloyster.
I mean, there is a gym for both of those, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
At this point, there's a gym for just about everything.
But
that's true.
The poison gym in Black and White was pretty awesome because she was a punk rocker.
Mm-hmm. There was actually a character in X named Asa, and he was one of the like methed out punk rockers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. For those of you that didn't listen to Tanner Thursday, we'll go ahead and we'll repeat it, and you know we'll talk about it a little bit more because you know not everybody listens to every show. You guys,
why
should.
Not do it?
Because we talk about wrestling too much.
No such thing.
Or we make fun of.
What kind of Pokemon do you think Xavier Woods would be? Who would the new? Okay, please, you're making a new day.
No, please stop.
Make the new day.
We just talked about wrestling,
but it's the new day.
I do love the new day. Anyway,
catch them on.
Go. Catch them on.
And you know, they would jump on this question.
And what time we don't spend talking about wrestling on other shows, we spend talking about, you know, making fun of our friends.
So Pokemon?
Yeah, so Pokemon. Dalton, you said, what did you say again?
My initial joke is I want to figure out what the little kid has first and then pick the opposite. But if I don't get that option, I want electric. So, I feel like it would be
so,
like...
To add on, what would be your Lieutenant Surge. Right, so what would be your final Pokemon in that fight?
Pikachu.
That would be the final Pokemon there.
But he's going to be a jacked up Pikachu. This one's going to be lifting weights.
You got Ash's Pikachu.
I punched Ash in the face and stole his Pikachu.
All right, so Asa, your gym, and then what would be your... Well, I guess you did say...
Cloyster would probably be my final one. If not, I'm completely blanking on the name of it. I've always liked Abomasnow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would just have this like hulking ice monster behind me, just kind of like lumber in behind me. Or I could cheat and just have Regice, however you say it,
whatever his name is. Yeah,
I don't think gym leaders are allowed to have legendaries.
Yeah, I was about to say he's a legendary. So.
Asa cheated.
Absolutely.
All right, so yeah, Lindsay, I know the answer to this one. Can I guess?
Sure.
It's water, and your main Pokemon would be Vaporeon.
Yes, my shiny Vaporeon that has been with me forever.
So if Lindsay was a gym leader, that would be it.
And it is a very well-balanced Vaporeon that can take care of itself, so...
Yeah, because, like, whenever I knew I was going to be on the show, I was like, what would my Pokemon be? Because, like, gym Pokemon leaders usually get, like, what, three Pokemon? Mm-hmm. Three, four?
Usually
it would
three.
It would be something, like, just a random electric Pokemon, so, like, Voltorb, and then Jolteon.
You should have an Electivire.
I don't know what that is.
It's awesome.
It's the evolved Electabuzz.
Oh, okay,
it's
gotcha.
Awesome.
So like it would be like just a random electric Pokemon that they would tear through, and then a Jolteon that I would put some work in.
Or you can have an Emolga. That thing's a little bitch.
I need to figure out what these Pokemon are. I'm one of those people that went like after Gen 2, I was pretty much done. But yeah, because I was like, oh yeah, I'd have like a Voltorb and a Jolteon because I love that. I thought that was the coolest.
Needless to say, Emolga has a move called U-Turn that after it attacks, it goes back in its Pokeball and sends out another Pokemon so it doesn't get damage.
God damn, that was a G.
I was wrong, because I remember the one that I would actually really want, Mamoswine.
That's a good one, too.
I like my Mamoswine.
Those are neat. And I always was confused, like, why is it an ice Pokemon? Why does it have ice?
Because it's a mammoth.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, okay, I guess that kind of makes sense. Because it looks more like, obviously, the boar, I guess. Than, yeah. So, anyway, for me, yeah, it would Steel Gem and Steelix would probably be
You'd have to have a Skarmory.
Oh, yeah. Skarmory would be one of the chumps.
I can't. The awesome dude that's, like, made of blades. I have him on my team in X right now.
Oh, the guy that's just
steel
swords?
And dark, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Dualblade's awesome. I love mine.
No, not Dualblade. Not where he's just a sword. He's like he's a dark type. He's bipedal.
Armor dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts with a B.
Bisharp.
Oh.
Him. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a question since we're doing the Pokemon show.
Yeah, go for it.
Conspiracy question.
Yay.
Do you think Yoshi is a Pokemon?
No.
Hear me out.
His egg kind of looks like a Pokemon egg.
His egg looks like a Pokemon egg. He hatches from an egg. He only says his name and some various grunts. He has a limited moveset. And he's fiercely loyal to his owner, Mario.
Until he drops him off of a cliff.
Until Mario's like fucking Damien.
Could have been the basis.
So,
Jesus Christ. So it could have been, I don't know, maybe that was there. Maybe that was Nintendo. Well, I guess it wasn't really Nintendo. It was Game Freak.
Yeah, Game Freak was like, that egg looks really cool.
I think Arceus is a false front. Yoshi is the first Pokemon. He is the Pokemon god.
Jesus.
And all Pokemon came from him.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, if you go to the other conspiracy theory, Yoshi is the last Pokemon.
Oh.
Mario's timeline. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mario is the same universe, but like Yoshi's the only Pokemon left. Because he ate all of the other Pokemon.
What a dick.
No wonder he gets kicked off the cliffs.
Yep, because he killed all the other Pokemon.
That's, I don't like that theory.
That got dark.
Right? It got real dark.
So
your fault.
You're not allowed to take away my Flygon.
Yeah, it wasn't me, it was Yoshi. He ate him.
May I ask a question then, since Asa asked one?
Sure.
Favorite non-traditional Pokemon game?
Okay, like the shoot-offs?
Yeah.
I got mine.
I already know mine, Pokemon Stadium 2. It was a very, very good improvement. You were able to do a lot more. There were a lot of mini-games to it. It was a really, really fun game.
Pokemon Conquest for me. For those of you that know anything about me...
Oh, I didn't even think about Conquest. That was so good.
If you guys know anything about me, like in terms of like what handheld games I like, Fire Emblem is the reason I own any handheld system. I love the shit out of some Fire Emblem, and Pokemon Conquest was Fire Emblem, but with Pokemon.
Hmm.
And so it was amazing.
I spent so many
hours on that game.
It was like Fire Emblem in that it was a tactile RPG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics or Disgaea, that kind of game.
Because that was so good. What was the franchise that it got? Because it was
Nobunaga.
Nobunaga.
It was Samurai.
Nobunaga's Ambition.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
Yep. But
so like, good.
More like strategy, role playing kind of stuff. Like I loved Pokemon Conquest.
Plus, I was really into Sengoku Basara at the same time, so I'm just like, it's Yukimura.
Yeah, because they took a lot of characters from like Sengoku Basara and Nobunaga's Ambition, mm-hmm. and yeah, they're just those characters were in the game. It was kind of neat because it was
as
like
Pokemon trainers.
Because it was, I want to say, was it in the same world but on a completely different continent, or was it a completely different world with Pokemon?
It was a different continent that was shaped like Arceus.
That was it, yeah. So it was like, it was in the same world as Pokemon, but it was on a different continent, and the way they handled Pokemon was completely different, which I thought was really cool, yeah. So yeah, Asa?
I'm going to cheat and say the card game.
Fair enough.
Because I didn't really...
They
like,
had a
even,
card game version of the video. They had a video game version
of
the card
did,
game.
Oh, they did. Actually, that one, the Game Boy Color Pokemon trading card game. Was amazing. That one was so much fun, and I wish
it was
any
really
other
slow paced, but it's a card game.
But it was
so
much fun because you could actually get every card, and
yeah.
Ooh, that and actually just made me change my answer. I thought I was going to say what I did, but I know what I'm doing.
Even
now.
Like even now, I like Pokemon Stadium. Looking back, like I even remember being a kid. Like, okay, this is really cool for the first 10 minutes.
I was really disappointed with Pokemon Stadium the first time I played it because I was like, yes, 3D characters are actually going to fight. It's going to be like the anime. And
nope.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. See, I still loved it. Like, I love Stadium. I love Stadium 2.
I had fun.
Even more.
There's too many choices.
See, but like, I never got super into Pokemon Snap. Like now I can respect what it was and why people enjoy it, but I never really got into it.
I really liked Snap.
I never played any of the Mystery Dungeons. I never
really
played like Pokemon Picross. Like,
That's what I've been playing.
Like, I haven't played a whole lot of the offshoot ones. I've only really ever played the...
Yeah, I didn't do, like, the Pokemon Ranger, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, didn't do any of that.
Ranger was so infuriating.
Yeah, I don't even know how the gameplay works on it.
I liked it, but it was so infuriating when you had to start circling the Pokemon, and you had to get so many perfect circles in a certain amount of time, and when you have to get, like, 35 perfect circles, and if you go the tiniest bit off, it breaks.
I'm already off, because I can't draw. Like, I am the least artistic. You've seen my handwriting, I'm assuming. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if Lindsay can't handle this kind of stuff, like,
I mean,
no
I really liked the game, but I'm just like,
yep. Yeah, no, I'm out. Deuces. So, Lindsay.
Yeah, in the process of you guys talking, I remembered like 8 more versions that I really, really liked, but I think I'm going to stick with Pokemon Pinball on the Game Boy Advance with the Ruby and Sapphire version.
Pokemon Pinball is cool.
Because I can play that thing for hours still. As dumb as it is. But at the same time, I also really, really liked Gale of Darkness.
Yeah, like, I never actually played any of the later versions, like the Pokemon Stadiums or any of the console versions of the Pokemon games.
Because like, that one even gave you a little bit of a story mode.
Well, Gale of Darkness is the first time I got to see Munchlax before Season 4 came out. The Series 4 came out, and Munchlax was adorable. And I'm like, you're a little bastard, I want you.
Because that's like the baby Snorlax,
right?
Because
he'd just come up and eat your shit and then run off.
What a little bastard. Yeah, dickhead. All right, so I think that's going to go ahead and wrap us up, though, guys. Where I'm thinking we're probably going to do another one. The actual 20th anniversary is February 27th. So I know I've got other people that were disappointed. The Siren Sisters, Mandy and Stephanie, weren't able to join us tonight.
They're going to beat you.
No, I know Mandy likes that nickname at the very least.
They deserve it. They deserve it. I'm sorry. I love you both.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they know I love them. And Mandy thought the nickname was really funny. I'm sure Stephanie would too. So I kind of like the nickname. Either way, yeah, they weren't able to join us tonight. Tanner wasn't able to join us tonight, and I know he wants to be on. So on the 27th, we'll probably do, well, it wouldn't be exactly
the week of the 27th.
We'll do another Pokemon show, I'm sure, because, I mean, there's no shortage of things we can talk about.
We can just have a Pokemon week.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Do Pokemon, like, on every Podzilla show. Oh, and before we ended, I said we're going to mention this on every episode now. The contest. So, you know, if... Wait, yes, Asa?
I don't know.
Did you guys ever even post the thing I made?
I don't know. I don't have the thing you made yet. Shannon probably does.
And then probably not.
Because Shannon doesn't post anything ever.
I'll send it to you tonight.
Is that a can of worms you want to open?
No, I'm talking about flyers.
I was going to say, it's like, you might want to make sure this goes up immediately then, if you're going to make that joke.
It goes up on Mondays. I haven't missed a deadline in a while. But anyway, flyers. Shannon just does not post flyers for some reason. So, contest. What do you guys, the listeners, want to be called? You know, Lady Gaga has her monsters. I'm blanking on other people.
Rhett
and
Link's mythical beasts. Game Grumps has the lovelies.
Hulk Hogan has the Hulkamaniacs.
Sure, all of those things. Mm-hmm. All of them describe their fan base. We were asked a while back what we should call our fan base, I think, by Asa.
Yes. That's why I raised my hand, because I thought you were like, I can't remember who asked it. It was like, me.
So, yeah, what do you guys, the fans, want to be called? Email us at podzilla1985@gmail.com or message us on Facebook if you know any of us personally. If we choose your suggestion, you will get a free T-shirt from Lindsay Wolfgang's line on Redbubble. And also check out Lindsay Wolfgang's line of apparel on Redbubble. She just added some new stuff for like the new Tanner Thursday logo and some other really neat designs. Yeah, just search.
And there's stuff other than clothes. You can get mugs and stuff too.
Yeah. So just search Podzilla 1985 on Redbubble if you want to do that. But anyway, if you have a cool name in mind, the deadline, what did we say it was? February?
February 12th is the deadline, and we will have a winner announced on the 18th.
Sure.
I think is what I put down.
Sounds good. February 12th. Just send us an email, podzilla1985@gmail.com. I know we make a lot of fake email addresses. That one's real. I see that one. podzilla1985@gmail.com. Email us your suggestions. Win a free T-shirt. Be super cool. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a good one.